I had an extremely good idea for a topic. Didn't write it down. No clue what it was.
Atta boy. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode. The oven is
Can't win them all, Chief.
the oven is preheated. Welcome back to another episode of the Bird Chirp Podcast. I'm your host, Elijah Hickman. Along side me, states away, is your co-host, Micah Martin. How you doing, buddy?
Better, but I'm doing good. I'm living.
You're
I'm
in,
living.
where are you at? South Carolina?
I'm in Indiana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
close
that's
enough, right?
Oh, well, for some reason I thought,
close enough.
wait, last week you were in
South Carolina. It's like
North?
Almost a month ago now.
Was it really? Oh, yeah. Wait. I thought one of the filters on your Snapchat story had a
Jefferson, Indiana.
Had a thing you're on.
Jeffersonville,
there.
Actually.
Yeah, no, straight up. All right, well, look at me.
Show enough, that's where I am.
Show enough.
It's going good over here. How about yourself?
No, it's not too bad. It's hectic. You know, but it's that's how my life normally is. So it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna make it through. But I was gonna bring something up. So we realized before recording this that Micah can hear me through not only the mic, but also he can hear me through the mic on the Mac on my computer. So that's one of the reasons that there's so much background noise when we do these FaceTime episodes is because I'm doing it through my computer and I'm not smart enough to figure out how to turn my mic off, like on the computer itself. And I still don't know how to do it. Wednesday. About halfway through, I think I was coming back from lunch on Wednesday. It was, you know, the day before we recorded last week. It just happened to me, and I was like, oh, man, that's going to be funny to talk about on the podcast. I forgot about it. But so I was coming back from lunch. I'm just driving down the road. I think I looked. I kind of take my eyes off the road for just a second to, I don't know, look at something on my phone, more than likely. And I look up, and, like, you know, halfway down the street or whatever, there's, like, something kind of coming at me. On the right side, like on the shoulder, but it's just like a neighborhood street, you know? I'm like, what the heck is that? And I get up to it and I realize it's a crackhead and she's got like a shopping cart in each arm. Like her arms are like stretched out. She's got like one in one hand and one in the other. And they're like full of stuff, right? And I'm assuming she's homeless or whatever. Well, I'm like, okay, nothing super random about there. You know, nothing super interesting about that. Until I get a little bit closer, and I realize this lady on a chain has a police badge around her neck. And now,
what?
Yeah, like a legit-looking police badge. Like, it looks pretty legit. And I don't think I've ever wanted anything more than that police badge to be a real police badge. You know, because it's like, okay,
oh, yeah.
She found it at Dollar General or whatever. But it's like, if that's a real police badge, that would make the rest of my year. I mean, that's hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, and then last night I was coming back from my parents' house and I was like coming up to a railroad track and there's a semi in front of me. And I'm just driving and stuff and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting really close to this semi. Because he's like basically stopped. Like he like stopped way, slowed way down to go over these railroad tracks. And, like, I get up on him really fast. I'm like, oh, crap. And then he hits the railroad tracks and, you know, truck kind of wiggles or shakes a little bit. Yeah. And then his taillights flicker. And I go, oh, he doesn't have any taillights. So we get up there to the light. And I like, pull up next to him. And I'm like, hey, like, roll your window down. And he like rolls it down. Like, he seems kind of annoyed or whatever. I'm like, hey, you don't have any taillights. He's like looking, like, you know, down to his left at me. I say that. And he kind of looks up and he goes, All right. He just like looks up and kind of stares for a second. And then he's just like, all right, appreciate it. And I was like, yeah, no problem. And then we turn left and he turned left and then right into the gas station. I guess check him out. But I was like, yeah, that'd have been no good.
Yeah.
But,
no bueno.
Yeah. So what you done since we last talked? You flew out on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what'd you do this weekend? Friday, Saturday, yeah. Sunday?
Monday morning. Friday? No, I'm just playing. Friday I went and scouted. Met a new guy. Never met him before. Talked to him on the internet, but never met him. So met him. He wanted to scout with me. We scouted.
Is this one of the guys I know or know of?
Of, yeah.
Okay.
Went scouted, saw a few birds. Hunted Saturday morning. Didn't shoot very many birds. Just, I felt like we started picking up and it, like, something flipped on.
Yeah.
And like 10 o'clock, 10:30, something like that. And it was just like, oh, they're flying now. And right. I was like, I don't feel good. And I really need a nap before I function any longer. I didn't sleep well the night. Actually, I didn't sleep at all, really. I mean, it was like 30 minutes here, 10 minutes here kind of deal. Just couldn't fall asleep. And then, you know, whatever, got up in the morning and just started doing my stuff. So what's running on no sleep for me, that doesn't work.
No, not really.
For some it does. For me, I've got to have like at least 6 hours of good sleep, to function.
I'm lucky if I get 6 hours of sleep a night,
a day.
Tuesday, like, but I also sleep terribly. I think on average I'm getting like 5.5 hours of sleep on average over a week, or like Sunday night through Thursday night on average. Like the weekends are, I might get 15 or I might get none. I've been getting none a lot lately.
But yeah, so didn't get to sleep. For some reason last season it started doing it to me. This season it's really bad. I'm getting like super, super bad acid reflex when I'm waking up like that in the mornings, and so I was throwing up 3 or 4 times that morning and just, I don't know, couldn't figure it out, wasn't feeling it. So I was like, I honestly don't care that there's a bunch of teal starting to fly now. I'm going home.
Yeah.
And I was like, unfortunately, I am the one with the boat, so we are going home. Unless you would like to walk.
/swim.
Yeah, or swim. But I think we ended up shooting 5 or 6. Wasn't terrible. Wasn't great. No big deal. And then Sunday, I was going to hunt again. If there was supposed to be another party that is was supposed to be scouting some lakes. It was Miles, his buddy, with the boat. He was supposed to be scouting some lakes, and then he ended up not being able to, or something, or just slept or something like that. I can't remember. And so I wasn't going to go back and pick off a few more teal on Sunday. So I slept it in and got ready for my trip. Stuff like that. But Saturday, Denton does this big deal where they do the like a Christmas tree lighting.
Yeah.
And it's like it's big, it's on the square. Big old Christmas tree lighting. So me and Maddie were driving through Denton on our way home from something. I can't even remember what we were doing, but we were driving back home and saw like just all the lights and stuff like that. And I was like, is the Christmas tree lighting this weekend? And she looked it up real quick. She was like, sure enough. So we live fairly close to the square, so we parked a lot closer to home than the square. And then we walked. It was still only like a 5, 6, 7 minute walk to the square. But we did that, and then I was like, all right, we got to get back home. Let's go watch the Michigan game. And we were walking back home, and then one of the like it's a bar with like this big outdoor seating area, if you will. But then they have this massive projector screen, and they were playing the game, and I was like,
Never
Matt.
mind. Well,
I was like,
I gotta go to
Matt,
the, I gotta go to the
yeah.
bathroom for about 2 hours.
Yeah. I was like, Matt, can we please watch the game? She was like, yeah, sure, I don't care. I actually like this bar a lot. So I was like, okay, cool.
Is that the one
And then
that
they had like a
we went to?
No, this is my first time at this bar.
Oh, really?
Maddie's been there 3 or 4 times, so I've never been there.
Oh, cool.
And so they were actually, she was like, oh yeah, I just saw that for the holidays they're doing a like a spiked hot apple cider. She was like, I actually really want to try it. So I was like, perfect. So she got a cup of that, and we went and sat, watched the Michigan game. We sat till halftime, and funny enough, we were sitting by another guy from Michigan. So it was had a Michigan fan sitting right by us. So it was good. We were all on the same team, and he was so confused. Like I was, like first drive, defense went 3 and out, and I just kind of like clapped. I was like, ooh, perfect. Like let's keep that up all game, which they in fact did.
Right.
And he was like, you Michigan fan? And I was like, yeah, big Michigan fan. It's the only college that like any sort of follow or
Like
relate
association
to
too,
anyway.
yeah.
Yeah, so associate with. And he was like, how are you a Michigan fan? And I was like, I'm all my dad's family's from up there. And he was like, oh, sweet. And I was like, yeah. And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, I grew up, just a couple miles from campus, yada this, yada that. And so we sat there for a while, talked to them, and it was cool.
Nice.
He was actually with my, like, I think it's 4th grade homeroom teacher.
Oh,
So then
really?
I was like, you're Miss
So and so.
whatever. Yeah, Miss so and so. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Micah Martin. And she's like, oh my gosh. She's like, I remember you. Because my mom was pretty involved in the school, and then obviously I had 2 younger brothers. So
Right. But there's nothing
it's
like
elementary school. It's not
there's
like you have more than 20 kids a year
yeah.
anyways, you know?
There's nothing like making a teacher feel old than
Yeah.
having a student in, you had him in middle school and then them walking up to you at a bar and she's like,
Yeah.
"Oh my
Well, she
God."
was my 4th grade
Yeah,
teacher. So
exactly.
she was my elementary school teacher. She was probably
Yeah.
like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
But that was all funny games. And then Michigan ended up shutting out
Iowa.
Ohio. Iowa,
Iowa.
that's right.
Same thing.
Yeah, right. Screw them both.
Yeah.
But so finally got the deserving number one. I hope they go to California and just beat the. I hope they beat the elephant hide off Alabama. I really hope they do.
That's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, it'll be a good game,
I
no
mean,
doubt. It was funny the next that Sunday morning, for whatever reason, I'd woken up at 2 a.m. or something like that, and I was just scrolling on my phone, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll post, the Michigan score on my story. And I had said something along the lines of like finally number one, or I can't even remember what I posted. But I wanted to post hashtag we want Bama, because that's what everybody posts when their team, you know, makes a big win, or like, you know, for Michigan, like we're finally at number one. So I was going to post hashtag we want Bama. And then, you know, six, seven, 8 hours later, we got Bama. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't post that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not going to argue with the fact that y'all are ranked number one, but the one thing I will say is if Georgia would have won, then they'd still be number one. Like there's no question about that.
No.
The whole, I mean, there's so much controversy over this whole thing this year. Have you been keeping up with much of it?
Oh yeah, the whole college. I pay attention to college football a lot more than I did the NFL.
So everybody's all mad about
FSU.
You know, Florida State not getting in, which one of the things that they take into consideration is injuries. Well, they're on their third string quarterback.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. Last year, do what?
That wasn't it last year that TCU got to play Georgia?
Yeah.
Or was that 2 years ago?
That was last year.
And they got beat like what, 48, 52?
I think it was 65-7.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was like, in the...
We don't want that to happen again, which no. I understand.
Well, but granted, TCU did beat up on Michigan.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, and like, it's one of those deals where it's like, it's just a different style of football. I mean, the Big 12 and the Pac-12 are completely different than the SEC. They just are. I mean, there's no real two ways about it. But yeah, I mean, this kind of the same thing with like a couple years ago, they put Cincinnati in there because Cincinnati had like, I think one of, if not the best record in the country, but they got absolutely annihilated by, I think, Bama. And so
it is very well possible. Now, I do think that this Michigan football team kind of has a lot going for them. And Michigan's been top 10 for the past, I mean, years.
Yeah,
they've been top 10 football team. It's not like they're just having a good year. It's like, no, they've been having a good program, and it's finally built up to the point where they might be able to make a legacy out of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was one of those deals because, I mean, you had six teams but four spots. You know, you had Alabama, Georgia. You had Florida State. You had Texas. You had Washington and Oregon. Did I say Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got those six, and it was kind of one of those deals where it was like, okay, if you lose, you're definitely not getting in. Like for the conference championship. If you lose, you're definitely not getting in. But if you win, then it's like, worst case scenario, well, like, one person could only win the SEC and one could only win the Big 12 or the Pac-12. So it's like the winner of those, if Georgia wins, they're for sure in. If Alabama wins, they're more than likely in because they're really not gonna leave an SEC team out. If Oregon wins, they're probably neither of them are gonna get in. Obviously, if Texas loses, they're not gonna get in. Florida State, same thing. Michigan, same thing. So, I mean, you know, it worked out to where it was literally like, okay, Georgia's or Alabama's staying in because they won the Big 12 or they won the SEC. Texas won the Big 12 and beat Alabama at home or at Tuscaloosa. So they, I mean, kind of hard to have one without the other.
Yeah.
Michigan, I mean, they're one of the best football teams in the country over the last probably 10 years. That's pretty much a no-brainer. And so, I mean, it really did come – well, yeah, and then Washington. Washington should have been in it. Michigan should have been in it. And so, it literally came down to Florida State or Alabama, which it's going to be really hard for them to keep an SEC team out of it unless it's just clear as day, like, you know, they're not even – shouldn't even be in the ranked top 10 kind of deal. But
– yeah. I think it is crazy, though, how a team can be number one all year long. And then
they lost the number one spot once or twice, I think. I think they lost to Ohio State.
They lost to but not in the actual rankings. They lost it in some.
They lost it in the AP poll, but they didn't lose it in the College Football Playoffs poll.
That's right. Yeah. So I mean, and then look at Ohio State now. What are they at? 8, 9, 10 or something like that? Like, you know,
something like that. Yeah, they lost to Michigan.
But yeah, lost to Michigan.
Yeah,
and then I just don't understand how a team can be number one, you know, relatively all year long, and then drop down to 6, 5, 6, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think
just with one defining loss.
Yeah, and I think the more than likely, I would say the winner of the Michigan Alabama game is going to win the championship. Yeah, more than likely. I mean, really, the only thing I can see might happen is like, because it is kind of one of those things where Michigan and Alabama both have crazy good defenses. Michigan's air raid, or, you know, air game is a little washy.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama's air game is pretty good, and they both got solid run games.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side of the ball, on the other side of the bracket, Texas is pretty solid all the way around, and so is Washington, but they're both big throwing teams. You know, mm-hmm. and so it's like.
Yeah, Quinn Ewers had what, like 400 yards?
Yeah, and he didn't play the last, like, possession or two or whatever. Well, he stopped watching the game. Because I'm an Oklahoma State fan, and we were driving back from the hunt and watching it, and they were like, this game's over. And I was like, okay, fine. So, which, I mean, it was. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, Texas, that was some of the best defense, and they have probably one of the better defenses in the country. They were playing football a lot like an SEC team does, you know, just way more all around, like well rounded, versus a lot of the Big 12 teams are very offense, you know, carries. Heavy. But I mean, I don't know. It took them a while to get going. I will say the first like 5 or 6 plays of the game, there were like 3 flags that either shouldn't have been called or should have been called, and they're all against Texas pretty much. So I was like, okay, well, it's gonna be rough. But I don't know. I mean, I don't love the decision of leaving Florida State out just because of, you know, their record and stuff, and like because they left them out, like Alabama gets a shot. I kind of wish they would have left Alabama out just because, well,
tired of seeing their name.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm tired of seeing Georgia. I'm really tired of seeing anybody, you know, out of the SEC. I mean, really just them two. But, like, for the reasoning of them being their third-string quarterback, I think it,
I get it.
You know, I understand the decision. I mean, it sucks for those guys because they played their hearts out, and it's like, so because we were unlucky enough to have our first two-string quarterbacks hurt, we can't play. So. Yeah. I personally think they should have expedited at least a 6-game or a 6-team playoff.
I saw a 12-team playoff bracket, and I really liked that.
That's what they're going to next year.
Is that right?
Yeah, so next year they're going to 12. But what they were talking about, because of how like the champion how last weekend played out, they were talking about like, hey, we need to expedite we need to either expedite a 6 or an 8-team playoff, or Alabama and Florida State plays like they play head to head on a neutral site in a like a play-in game, which I was there. Yeah. I was all for both of those. I think they were both great ideas. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, every
I'd
other.
I'd like to see the 12 team just because, I mean, your top four will get the bye in week one, you know, quote unquote week one.
Right.
And then, you know, week two, whoever wins those games plays the top four teams, and then you're in. Then you have your set final four, and then out of that you got your two, and then your national champion. It makes college football, you know, what, 3 or 4 weeks longer, but also, I mean, from last weekend to the first of the year, there's no college football.
Right. Yeah. Like, exactly.
You do have those 3 weeks to play.
Well,
college football.
I mean, I will say there's a couple bowl games here and there, but yeah, for the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most. The final four is what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. But
and important college football games.
And that's the other thing is like, how do these schools make money? How do any of these schools have athletic programs? Football.
Yeah.
So it's like having a more extensive
football season isn't going to hurt.
Yeah, football playoffs, all it's going to do is rake in more money, which is, you know, kind of the end goal anyways. There's a lot of guys that sit out, like, in, you know, the Senior Bowl or whatever BS bowl that they're playing in. Caleb Williams has already said he's not playing in whatever bowl the USC is playing in this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think he's going to enter the draft. I think he should not. I mean, if it was me, I wouldn't enter the draft. I'd stay back and make more money in college and then enter, especially because he's not – if I had the first overall pick, I wouldn't be taking Caleb Williams.
Mm-mm.
But no. It was an interesting interesting game for sure. That Oregon Washington game was a good game.
Good game.
That was a really good game. Watch that Friday night.
Not bad at all. But other than that, it was, you know, travel on Monday. I don't remember what I did Sunday. I didn't do anything Sunday. Nothing important, that's for sure.
Fair.
Recovered from the Michigan win.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Monday, travel for work. Tuesday, yesterday and today was work. It was my first water. Yeah, this is my first water plant that I've ever worked at. And oh my goodness.
You've never been to Indiana before, right?
No.
Have you ever been that far northeast?
No.
Really?
No, yeah, I haven't. Everybody always says that water plants, though, are just, oh, it's the cleanest shit I ever worked. I was like, all right, I mean, how clean can it really get? No, you could eat a sandwich off of these breakers. They are so clean.
Really?
Yeah, you could eat a sandwich off the floor.
Huh.
It's just so clean in there. But they were telling us, they were like, yeah, I mean, every week there's a guy in here. He doesn't go in the gear, but, I mean, he sweeps, mops the floor, and runs the little sweeper mopper dealer through here. And
is it a water treatment plant? Like, it comes in
sewage?
That's why.
Yeah. And it's got to be everything's got to be super, super, super clean.
Yeah. I got a buddy here that does that, and yeah, he's like,
yeah,
it's one of those deals where it can be really, it's either super crazy clean or it's super crazy dirty. And then they have to clean it up. So, like, yeah, that makes sense.
And then today we had, you know, every pump pretty much shut down. Or not every, but all but one pump shut down. And then, but they were fully prepared for it. Like, nothing was going on, yada, yada. And the city fire department ended up doing a bunch of testing today, like unannounced testing and fire hydrant testing. And so they were bleeding a bunch of water from the fire hydrants. And so, like, halfway through the day, it was like, hey, we need these three breakers and this entire gear back up. So can we get that done fast? And we were like, I mean, I guess. And they're like, yeah, we're losing a lot of water. They're doing these, they're like, we stopped it, but we lost a ton of water. And I guess I have to have, like, some sort of pressure. I don't even know. But we had to hurry up there for an hour or so. Hour or two.
Dang.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. And then tomorrow I head home and scout all day tomorrow. Possibly hunt Friday. Definitely scout Friday. Hunt Saturday. Possibly hunt Sunday, but also a possibility of heading out to Arkansas a day early.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to. You know, I got Maddie at home and stuff like that. I was just going to spend another day with her. She was like, hey, she told me before I left, she's like, "Hey, I'm working all day Sunday. There's absolutely no point or no difference in you leaving Sunday at, in the evening or Monday in the morning." I was like, "All right, well, I would honestly rather drive, start my drive at 4 and be there by 10, 11, and just, either find a hotel or sleep in the truck or whatever, and then, scout rather than wake up at 5, be there by 12-ish, 11, 12-ish, and then hop in the boat and go scout and then be tired." I was like, yeah. Plus, I think that a couple of the Alabama guys are getting there on Sunday, so I wouldn't pass up a blind hunt. Just, "Hey, here's a hole. Let's go hunt it."
Sure, might as well, you're there.
I wouldn't pass that up. But I don't know. I will say one movie I want to see, I will be seeing, is this migration movie.
Yeah,
Little
dude,
cartoon
for
about the
sure.
ducks. I want to see it so bad.
Yeah, I want to
It
see it
looks
too. It looks good.
pretty cute, pretty cool. So
Yeah.
take Maddie and go see that. It'd be funny.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a good, funny movie and everything. Yeah.
How was your you had Lubbock last weekend? How was that?
I did indeed have Lubbock. It was good. Kind of a really long story, but basically I was pretty worried about the old Tundra making it all the way out to Lubbock and back without any issues, without me having to stop three or four times and filling it up with coolant and water and everything, just because it's got a decent size coolant leak in it. And so I had asked my father-in-law, because we're still working on that. That's another story. I'll tell you that off air. But we so I'm still working on that. Or yeah, we're still working on getting the paperwork and stuff final. And so I'm like, I text him and I was like, "Hey," I said something and I was like, "Andrew," I don't remember what we were talking about. So, oh, we I mean we were trying to get everything done, like paperwork wise, before I go. Well, it turns out he was out of town. And I was like, "Okay, great." So he was like, "Well, you're welcome to use
I
the
think we
truck."
might have went over this
Did we?
last podcast. We kind of went over this part of it.
Okay, yeah. So, long story short, he ended up flying back in. Like, he got home like 5 o'clock on Thursday, and I was planning on leaving at like 3:30 on Thursday, like straight after work. Well, he didn't land until like 5, and then he didn't get home till like 6, and so we met him over there, kind of talked with him a little bit and stuff, and then I headed out west. Or I came back here, loaded up, and then headed out west. I don't remember what time I got on the road, but I didn't get to Nathan's until, I think it was 1:20 something, 1:22, something like that. Which it was one of, it kind of worked out, because he was scheduled to work until like I think midnight or one or something like that anyways. So I mean, I pulled up, we go inside and we're starting to hang out and stuff, and have a drink or two and everything. And he's like, "You want to smoke a cigar?" I was like, "I mean, yeah, I smoke. I mean, yeah, I smoke a cigar." I mean, "All right, cool." He's like, "Here's a jacket." He like tossed me his like like a big like Carhartt jacket. I'm like, "Oh, okay, sick." So they have this. It's a detached garage. It's a single car garage. And we go out there, and I mean it's very much like the whole house in general is like, okay, this is a house that was built, I think he said in the 40s. 40s or 50s or something like that, which kind of explains some of the things. But it's definitely one of those houses that's like, okay, dudes have lived here pretty much the entire time this house has been built. Just 'cause it's like, and it's been like a rented house and stuff, and so it's just like, I mean, it's nothing super fancy or anything, but like, hey, keeps you dry. And like, I mean, it's honestly a pretty nice house, and how it's set up, it's pretty nice, because like the kitchen and the living room are kind of both secluded from the bedrooms, which is crazy nice because, like, we stayed up until late that night, and his roommate couldn't hear us, and vice versa. So we got into this garage, and it's one of those garages where, like, it's got kind of a workbench on, like, the corner, and then some of it has sheetrock up, and some of it's just, like, shiplap, and, you know, there's some, like, holes in it, and, like, people have signed the sheetrock and stuff, and, you know, you can just tell, like, it's been kind of a party room, which, like, honestly, you know, you have 15, 20 people in there, and I don't know if you'd want that many, but if you had a handful of people in there, like, hanging out and stuff, like, it would get warm, so, like, during the winter, like, that wouldn't be a bad place to party at all. But we just sat out there, you know, had a couple drinks and smoked cigars and stuff and just kind of BS'd around and stuff. And then we go back inside and, you know, we're standing around in the kitchen and he's like, "You hungry?" I'm like, "No, not really, but I'll go with you." And he's like, "Oh, no. He's like, "I got steaks." And I was like, "Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I'm hungry then. I'm hungry enough for a steak." He's like, "All right." So he pulls his steak out. I mean, it's like, it doesn't really do it justice on camera. I mean, it's a good, probably your average size, like, New York strip. And he, like, covers a little sticker on it. He goes, "How much do you think this is?" And I was like, "I don't know. Judging by the way you're asking that, $12. He moved his hand. It was less than $4. Yeah.
How do you get that?
It's some, like, neighborhood grocery store kind of deal.
And that's crazy.
I don't know, but he's like, "This exact same steak at, like, the Walmart or the United or whatever, like, down the street is, like, $15. And I'm like, "Okay, well."
Yeah, well, I bought prime steaks, so I guess you're paying for that a little bit too. But just two ribeyes for me and Maddie was $38.
Yeah. And I mean,
from Sam's.
Yeah. And he's like, "Dude," he was like, "I've just gone in there once a week. And I've just bought a stack of them." And he's like, I eat 1 to 3 a day. And he's like, "I just, you know, I'll, like, just, like, you know, turn the fire on underneath the skillet, go hop in the shower, come back out, throw a steak in there, sear it, you know, get it, you know, cooked."
Topping.
Yeah. And then he's like, "I just throw it on a plate. Maybe some days I'll have a side of Eggos with it. Some days I'll have a side of green beans or whatever." And he's just like, "But it's," and I mean, it was really good. It was a really good steak. So I was like, "Shoot, dude." But yeah, so I got there Thursday night. Oh my gosh, it was foggy. Oh my gosh, it was foggy. Luckily, I got west of Decatur by like 2 minutes. I got west of Decatur and it just looked like a wall, like it just lifted and it was just clear. And I was like, "Okay, cool." And then there was a couple bottoms around Bridgeport where, you know, I'd let go, like, down in a bottom and get a little foggy. Right. But besides that, it was totally fine. So go to Nathan's and hang out and everything. And we end up going to bed at like 6:30 in the morning. And it was one of those deals where it was like, neither of us were tired. I just looked down at my watch and I was like, "Oh, who was it? Somebody had Snapchatted me." And I was like, "What are they doing up this late?" And then I realized it was 6 a.m. I was like, "Oh, they're on their way to work." Because it's just Friday morning. And I was like, "Oh, that makes sense." Yeah. And I was like, "We should go to bed." And he's like, "Yeah." So we go to bed and we just wake up the next morning.
It might have been me.
It might have been. I think it probably was.
I think I remember. Well, because, you know, I mean, I'm up at 5:45 for the pups, 5:30, 5:45 for the dogs. So there's a good chance it was me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But so we got up Friday morning and just kind of hung out and stuff. And I woke up at like 11:30 and I pretty much just laid on the couch until about 2 o'clock when Nathan came out of his room. So, I mean, we didn't go anywhere or do anything. His roommate was there. Neither of them have Friday classes. And so we just hung out and like had a couple beers and stuff and had some Eggos and some egg rolls and pretty much just kind of BS'd for a couple hours until my buddies that we were gonna be that I was gonna be hunting with were getting into town, and I was like, "Hey, what time are you gonna be at the lodge?" And he was like, "Oh, 7:30." I was like, "Okay." Well, I had a couple errands that I needed to run. I had somehow forgotten gloves, and so like I needed leather gloves to like, you know, decoys and whatever. And so I'd forgotten some, so I was like, "Oh, I'll run by, I don't know, Tractor Supply or somewhere hardware store and grab some." And I needed to go grab a bag of ice for the cooler and something else. I had two or three stops I needed to go make. And I was literally about to leave, and my buddy texted me. He's like, "Hey, you want to meet us at Walk-Ons?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." So he's like, "We'll be there at 7:30. I was like, "Okay, cool." So I was like, "Well, I got 20 minutes to kill now." So, gas. I had to get gas. So, you know, just kind of went over there, met them at Walk-Ons for dinner. And, now granted, we're in Lubbock. We're in Texas Tech country. And I walk in that bar, or in Walk-Ons, that restaurant, in an Oklahoma State hoodie.
Yeah.
And now granted, we didn't even play each other this year. We didn't play each other.
Right.
It's not like, now, if like Oklahoma State and Texas Tech were playing on Saturday for the Big 12 championship, I probably would have got beat up. But
right.
I definitely got some dirty looks, but nobody said anything or anything. So it was all good. And then yeah, we just went out to the lodge and just hung out with all the guys and stuff, and you know, saw the guys for the first time since last year, and the guides and everything like that, and just hung out. Which we were hunting cranes on Saturday morning, so we didn't have to leave the lodge until about 7:30, I think, which was huge. So we just hung out for a while. I mean, it was late when we went to bed. It was, I don't know, probably 1 o'clock or something. It was late, so we went to bed and got up and moseyed on out there, and we were hunting water. We were hunting a loaf pond, which is why we were planning on getting out there so late. Well, basically what happened was, you know, you expect them to kind of trickle back in, you know, in groups of 1 to 10, hopefully something like that. Get them to come in, decoy well, you know, shoot 5 out of the 10, and then a couple of flocks of those, and you're done.
Yeah.
Well, basically what happened was we had, how the wind was, it was a crosswind, and for some reason they really, really, really only wanted to land on the, like, the right end of the, like, of the line of shooters. And of course, those are like the couple of guys that, I mean, can't hit anything. And so there's probably,
yeah,
I don't know, there's probably 10, you know, either singles or doubles that come in, and they want to land like right in front of those guys, and just boom, boom, ba boom, ba boom, nothing. I'm like, oh, great. And then we had, I think, 4 or 5 come in, and I think we shot 3 or 4 of them. I mean, we ended up picking off a couple kind of here and there and stuff. And then we're like, dude, they're not even like, these are just random birds. Like, these aren't the ones that are really coming back here. Well, what happened was, for some reason, instead of, you know, a few at a time leaving the field to come back to water, they decided to all get up at once. Now there's a couple different fields that were coming to this water hole, but I mean, one of them we could see, like, across the road. They all just, like, I mean, just erupted. And then all just flew straight to us. And, I mean, it's thousands of cranes. It's thousands of sandhill cranes. And, you know, they're not going to let us shoot.
I wonder if a coyote or something ran through there.
It couldn't have been that, because it happened multiple times.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I guess it could have been. That'd be wild, though.
One of them could have been that, but
yeah. But, you know, they're not going to let us shoot into, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 cranes just because, you know, that's bad for business.
The legality purpose of it, yeah.
That too. And also, I mean, it's just going to make for such a, it's going to put them in a really bad spot the next couple weeks, month or so. So,
yeah.
So cranes kind of kicked their butts on Saturdays, which, was no fault of like our guides or the scouting or anything like that. Fashion? That's just how, yeah, that's 100% how crane hunting is. They're either, cranes are either coming there if you're there or not, or they're not coming there no matter what. So, yeah. But we ended up with 10 cranes, so not too bad. Every single client got one, so that was nice. And then we let's see, where did we go? Oh, we went to a rock Cap Rock Cafe, which we'd eaten at before and stuff. It's really good. It's a fun cafe and stuff. We ate there. I say lunch. It was like 3 o'clock on Saturday. And then just went back to the lodge and hung out and just, you know, cut up with the guys and stuff and just kind of hung around and, you know, had a good time and stuff. And then Sunday we got up and we went dry field, you know, like ag field and hunted geese out of it. And it was pretty great. The pile wasn't nearly as big this year, but we had a lot less guys in the group than we normally do. There's 4 or 5 guys that are pretty much there every year that I've been there, and like something came up. It was a father and son, like got called into work kind of deal, but like, so it was just one of those deals where there was a handful of guys that just couldn't make it. So there was only 9, 8. I think there was 9 of us, something like that. Nine of us. There was 9 of us. And so
45 geese.
Yeah. So we end up, we ended up with 50. We ended up with 57, I think.
So three or four guides with you.
Yeah. We had 3 guides. There was 10. I think there was 9. Yeah, there were 9 clients and 3 guides. And it was one of those deals where it was like, and like, our group's pretty like real close with like the outfitter and stuff, and so, you know, it was one of those deals where it was like, okay, the clients have our limits, and then it was just like there's 2 strings of birds coming in like basically right behind one another, and so one of the guys was like, hey, you guys mind if we hunker down for 5 minutes and see what these birds do? And we're like, yeah, sure, go for it. And I mean, I got my camera rocket. I ain't shot in 30 minutes. So I was like, yeah, I guess. And so, you know, birds come in and stuff, and they end up picking off quite a few of them out of a couple of volleys and a couple, you know, spin back around and stuff like that. And
yeah,
so almost got their limits and everything. But, Derek's got a new dog. He got him last year, but he, from my understanding, this was his first like live, like actual hunt. And that dog is Derek's last dog's son, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Murphy's son.
Yeah. Yachty is
still around.
Yeah. He's still around. But he's just getting a little bit older and having some problems and stuff. And so he's like, I'll just go ahead and get one, kind of get somebody warming up in the bullpen kind of deal. So,
as dogs do after freaking 4,000 birds.
Yeah. But so, yeah, he's still doing good. I mean, he's got a handful. He's got, I think, 2 dogs at home that are retired. So, yeah, something like that. He's got quite a few, but yeah, it was good. Yeah, and then, Sunday morning, so I forgot to mention this, so Sunday morning, I wake up, and one of the guys like, hey, like, we gotta leave, like, now, and I, like, look at my watch, and it was, like, 7:08, and I was like, dude, I was like, I got time, I was like, I'm chilling, I got time, I'm trying to just get myself to wake up. Like, we ain't got to be out of here until 7:30. He's like, no, we got to leave at 7:15. And I was like, oh, I do have to get up. So, you know, get out of bed and everything, and I was going to hop in my buddy's truck that I was going to ride with, and I'm like, oh, I forgot. I needed to grab something out of the truck, out of my truck. And I go, I have the key in my pocket, and I go to, like, open the back door. I open the back door, horn starts going off, like the alarm starts going off, right? So it's just, bwah, 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 bwah. I'm like, what is happening? So I grab the key fob, I hit unlock, I hit lock, I shut the door, I do the same thing, I hop in the truck, I turn it on, I turn it off, and I'm like, I'm going through everything. I mean, I'm kind of to the point where I'm like, I'm doing everything. By this time, one guy walks over, and another guy walks over. I'm like, dude, I don't know. So I literally just shut the door, and I like start walking back over to my buddy's truck, because I was like, I don't know, but we don't have time, because everybody's literally lined up to leave. And what I didn't realize was, as we were kind of messing with this, they pulled out. Like, they left.
Yeah.
Luckily, we had an idea where we were going. But, and so one of the guys, he's like, pop the hood, we'll just disconnect the battery. And I was like, okay, that sounds like a plan. So I pop the hood, he gets the hood lifted, and it turns off. And we just kind of look at each other. He just shuts the hood, and I shut the door, and we lock it, and we get back in the truck. And I was like, okay, cool. So I don't know I don't know exactly what happened. I think it was one of those deals where, like, the alarm was set, but the door wasn't locked kind of deal or something.
Yeah.
So, just one of those weird things. But, yeah, it was a great hunt. It was cool. I always love getting out there to Lubbock and hunting with the Blackfoot guys, and it's always a great time to get out there to just, you know, need more.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's a good hunt, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure,
it's always fun. Sure. We're,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool. On my flight over, I got to look over whatever river that it is that we're hunting. White River, I guess.
Yeah, something like that.
Got to fly, flew right over it, and so that was pretty cool. Got a couple good videos of the lake, so pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah, no doubt. But I'm pumped for you know, what the future has for Arkansas and all that good stuff. So
yeah. Well, hey, so, you I was going to say, I feel like we should do like almost like a gift thing, like for anybody who's like, oh man, like I just don't know what to get a, you know, for my duck hunter boyfriend or whatever.
Yes.
But
yes, sir.
I don't know. Maybe we should, I mean, we still got a little bit of time. Maybe we'll do a little bit of like research and kind of put a list together and go over it next week.
Yeah. Let's do that for sure. Next week will be not strictly waterfowl, but you know.
Oh, you're going to be hunter. Out there. You're going to be out there.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be in Arkansas. I mean, unless we decide to record on Saturday after the hunt.
Well, I'll call
or
you
both.
Anything. There's no doubt. Yeah,
that'll work.
No biggie. But yeah, we'll do the hunter lifestyle kind of gift guide.
Yeah. And I mean,
a men's gift guide, gifts that I would not mind receiving.
Yeah, and it's almost,
I'm sure we'll have, you know, three or four in each price range kind of deal.
Yeah, and it's almost like a two-parter, or not a two-parter, but like a double-sided one. So where it's like, oh, if somebody is listening to this and like, let's say their boyfriend or husband or whoever is like, oh, I don't know what to get him, here's some ideas. But it's also like, I'm really bad about like,
yeah.
Oh, I want this. Yeah, it's a week and a half before my birthday, but I want it now. I'm going to buy it. So, like, I just, yeah. I have a problem with just being like, oh, I make big boy money, so I just buy what I want. Versus being like, oh, I'll just wait until my birthday or, you know, the holidays or whatever. And so for people like me that are like, I don't know, been like, okay, well, here's some ideas, you know,
yeah.
Of things to like ask for or whatever. So, but yeah, we'll, yeah. We'll get into that. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. We'll It'll be fun.
Might have that this next rock and roll next week.
Yeah, this next weekend is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Well, in all weeks. No, hopefully. Are you working Friday?
No. The next, let's see, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. The next 12 days for me are fun.
But you work Monday, right? Like Monday after Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You drive back Sunday?
No. I drive back Friday.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's I only have 5 days to hunt, and I knew that there was a possibility of hunting on Monday. And so, instead of the difference in the 5 day license, what was like $150 rather than like $390 or something like that. Yeah. So yeah, I went with the 5 day option. Cause if I plan on going back, it's like, well, then I'm at the same amount of money still for, 10 days.
Yeah. How does that work though? Like, when do you, is it one of those ones?
Yeah. When I get on there, like it had me choose dates.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, which dates would you like this effective kind of deal?
Right. Yeah, I gotcha. Cool.
I will say, dude, I got pretty scared. So, like, hunting Arkansas WMAs is the second split is residents only. And so I saw that after I bought everything, and I was like, oh, no, what? Like, how? But we're hunting a national wildlife refuge. So it's not a state wildlife management area. It's a national wildlife refuge. And so I was like, thank the Lord.
So wait,
it's also a lot cheaper that way.
Oh yeah. Cause you don't have to pay for it for
the WMA pass. Yeah. The WMA pass is like, well, it's not a lot cheaper. I think the WMA pass is like $50 to $70, but this, NWR, National Wildlife Refuge, passes $20.
I gotcha. Nice. So you're gone.
You still have to buy your Arkansas hunting license.
Right.
And then,
So you're gone the 10th through the 15th?
Yeah, that's right.
So you'll be home for Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking you were coming home on Sunday because where I'm at deer wise, the rut is over. So
yeah,
I was just trying to plan when I go out there and hopefully stick a doe. So
yeah, there you go.
I
highly doubt, unless somebody has something kind of deal, that I will hunt Saturday the 12th. I think it is. Now, there won't be any time for me to.
Saturday's the 16th.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Saturday the 16th.
Which I don't.
That I'll hunt.
Yeah, I mean, but I technically could, but I'm going to be out late Friday for a wedding, and then I'll be out late Saturday for a wedding as well.
Well, that's about all I had for the podcast.
That's good. I got to pee.
That is good. All righty. Well, we will holler at y'all later.
We'll chirp at you later.
Peace. Adios.
Peace.